As the weather provides a break in wildfire activity, managers of the Hastings Fire Response north of Fairbanks are taking the opportunity to make sure the 23,000-acre burn doesn't flare back up when the weather dries out. Incident Commander Tom Kurth says the focus is on mop-up.
Putting the hot spots out better on the edge of that fire and taking care of that so the fire has little chance of moving once we get warm, dry weather, which we know is up ahead of us here.
The Hastings fire is 25% contained, and Kurth says it could still pose a risk given the mid-June timeframe and its proximity to populated areas.
It's Fairbanks' back door, really. These fires can move 2-3 miles in an hour, given the best of conditions. It's very early in the summer here, so we want to make sure that that is not going to happen. And while it may look remote in certain locations, given the time of year here, we're still increasing our burning period here. So the potential for a fire to linger out there, get back up, and become a problem is still a real possibility.
Kurth says it makes sense to secure the fire's perimeter while the resources are in place. Nearly 800 firefighters and 500,000 pounds of gear have been deployed in remote country around the Hastings fire. The cost of suppression so far is $11 million. Kurth says fire managers have tied lines into old burns, which will help reduce future fire risk north of Fairbanks.
One of the major problems that they're talking about out west right now, like down in the Arizona area, that fire exclusion has been a problem in those areas. Lets that fuel build up out there, and then as a result of that, you have this continuous fuel bed that may take it into values at risk.
Kurth says the Hastings fire has taken out a lot of black spruce that natural succession will replace with less flammable brush.